Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the Endowment for the Business of Government. We created the Endowment in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the Endowment by visiting us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation this morning is with Ken Nibali, Associate Commissioner for Disability in the Social Security Administration. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, John Lanehart. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, Ken, let's start with SSA and the Office of Disability. Could you describe its functions for us, please?
Certainly. Be happy to. First of all, very glad for the opportunity to come and talk with you all and appreciate you putting on this kind of information sharing. The Social Security Administration, Social Security programs to probably most people tend to be about retirement or survivor's benefits. But what I'm particularly involved in is the disability program. And many folks don't realize that those FICA taxes that everyone gets taken out of their paycheck each month actually covers the disability program as well. And while most of our benefits go towards retirement and survivors, we really do have a fair portion go to people on disability, overseeing that process in terms of writing all the policies and working with Congress on laws and regulation changes. I also specifically oversee about a $1.6 billion budget for a major part of the program. Interestingly enough, is actually run by the states. We fully fund a portion of state government employees to make a lot of disability decisions when people first file for it. And then, of course, from there, we're also just involved in maintaining data and information to help run the program in many different ways.
How many people are served by the Office of Disability?
Well, it's not a easy direct question to answer. The disability program really serves everybody in the country. So we're talking several hundred million people. We have a little over 2 million people every year who come in to file for disability claims in this country, and probably about half of them end up on the rolls. Right now, the disability program pays out about $80 billion in benefits every year. That's the amount of money that generally catches people's attention, and it probably is doubled when you count the medical coverage that entitlement to disability benefits also covers people for. So you add Medicare and Medicaid kinds of coverages in there, and we're spending well over $100 billion on individuals. There's about 12 million people that are on the disability rolls in the country right now. Just for context, that's probably about one out of every 20 or 5% of the population in this country that would be eligible is on the disability rolls.
How many people are employed by the Office of Disability? I guess to administer this, I imagine there's hundreds and thousands of people doing all this work.
I wish you would tell Congress and the Office of Management and Budget that. The Office of Disability specifically, I only have about 250 employees to write policies, to oversee the operation, to maintain data. A fair number of those employees, we actually run our own claims operations right in Social Security headquarters, which many folks may not realize is in Baltimore, Maryland, versus Washington, D.C., where most agencies are headquartered. So we have an operation there to actually do some claims to help out. But the program, broadly, is really run by actually many of the thousands of employees in Social Security that most people know Social Security by the field office or their local district office is what we call them. They are in almost every community around this country, and that's where people can either walk in or they can call our 800 number service. And then the initial part of the process when you file a claim, as I said, is actually carried out by about 14,000 state employees that we fully fund, and they, you know, follow our directions and our instructions and our regulations, but they're actually state employees that are making those decisions. And then actually many hundreds, if not thousands, of employees are involved beyond that, as individuals can appeal, because some people are denied when they first apply, and there's an appeals process, et cetera. So it's, to put it in context, SSA is about 60, 70,000 people nationwide. You put another 14,000 state employees on top of that. Two-thirds of those resources actually go to running the disability program. Even though the retirement and survivors programs are much larger, the disability program is a tough program to run. It's got a lot of decision-making, data gathering that has to go on. So interesting, people don't realize that actually two-thirds of the resources and probably management attention and problems are in the disability program.
Ken, as the Associate Commissioner for Disability, what are your specific responsibilities?
Well, pretty much it's to oversee all the things I was just speaking of in terms of staying on top of policy and making sure that that's up to date, managing that rather large budget over the state agencies. When you think about how the program is run and all the different people that are involved in it, the management challenge is really one of coordination and communication. When two-thirds of the agency's resources are involved in running the program, you can't just hold one person accountable over here and lots of other high-level people, say that they don't have anything to do with the program. The fact is almost every high-level executive in SSA has something to do with disability, and so communications within the organization is a major, major challenge. You have to try to help everybody keep going in the same direction. And then you throw that federal-state relationship in, which is a pretty unique kind of thing to run a program. I do a lot of traveling, put it that way, to states and regions.
Well, tell us something about your career at SSA, you know, where and when you started and then how you got to join the Office of Disability.
Well, probably many of us at points in our career sit back and wonder just how we got to where where we are now. But I started with the Social Security Administration back in the early 70s. I was actually in private industry for several years right out of college. My father actually worked with the Social Security Administration. Organization sort of has a family culture in many ways, and I will tell you, being a child of the 60s, the last place I wanted to work was the place my father worked, and so I went in private industry a couple years, but then, interesting enough, I got offers from the Social Security Administration to come in those days, what was called a management intern program, where you literally could come into an organization, and you had 2 years to move around from job to job, try things out, see if you liked the organization and where you liked it, and then you would settle down into a job. So I figured I'd try it, and if I didn't like it, I'd be gone. If I liked it, then that's a good way to get introduced. And so here 31 years later, I sit. But I actually started in the field of more human resources personnel. It was actually the Equal Employment Opportunity Staff. It was just something that was very interesting to me at the time, and I spent probably a good close to a third of my first part of my career really learning all about that and hopefully contributing. SSA has a strong emphasis on diversity. We serve everybody in the country. We need to be, as an organization, capable of serving them that way. So equal opportunity was a very big factor. I guess second third of my career, I moved into workforce analysis. It was analytic kind of work about how SSA gets its jobs done and where we put our resources and, you know, what's the most effective use of things. And that got me very interested in what SSA is really all about. And then roughly the last third, since about 94 or so, is when I moved into the disability arena. And it's a challenge. It's one of the most difficult programs I've seen. It's generally acknowledged. Retirement or survivors questions are pretty straightforward. You work a certain number of years, you're a certain age, as long as you can tell us that, we calculate your benefits. Disability is a little tougher. It's, are you able to work anymore? And not just what job you have right now, but really any other job that exists in the economy. And the challenges of that just attracted me for some reason. So I've spent the last 8 or 9 years there. And along the way, I went to law school and became a lawyer, and which was very, very helpful particularly in the disability field, because we deal with an awful lot of lawyers, and that was very helpful to me as well. So that's more or less a thumbnail sketch of how I got here.
You described the program as large and complex. So I'm curious, what of your jobs or your experience best prepared you for your present position?
Certainly going to law school helped a great deal. But also the analysis that I was involved in was very, very helpful. When you get to the level of running a program like the disability program and trying to understand what works and what doesn't work and convince other people in the organization about what needs to be done and how to go about certain things, a good analytic approach absolutely is essential. And SSA as an organization is a very caring organization, and people really want to do the very best for the folks that we serve. So I also have to say my early days in the more personnel-related kinds of areas was very important to me. I have to say I specifically sought that out. That was probably one of the bigger challenges to me. I was a math and economics major in high school and went to law school, and the analysis stuff came a little easier than really learning how to work with people and understand them as individuals and all the things that a manager has to do when they eventually really are dealing with a number of very good and talented people. But as you all know, they're also – every one of them is unique. They each bring something different to a job. And the more skills you can bring in that area, I think, really make a difference.
That's a good stopping point. Rejoin us after the break as we continue our conversation about management with Ken Nibali of the Social Security Administration. How is technology changing SSA? We'll ask Ken when the Business of Government Hour returns.